Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, completed 66% of his passes. They went 5-11, and you look statistically at their issues, it was that they couldn't stop anybody.
Yeah.
But Eli was getting older, so it always made sense to draft his replacement.
37?
Yeah. Like you clearly, and many argue they should have drafted his replacement in the prior draft, in the Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen draft. The following year, after they draft Daniel Jones, and we all know it's inevitable, he's going to start eventually, they began the season 0-2. And Eli in those first two games, you know, wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled him. Yep. They pulled him 2 weeks in. And I think this is what you were referring to, Sean. Later in the year, he won a game against Miami.
I had the year mixed up.
He got reinserted because I think Daniel got hurt briefly.
Right.
And Manning had his swan song at MetLife Stadium. It is very different circumstances.
Very.
No question about it.
We loved Eli. We loved
it was a celebration, yeah.
So it was a celebration. You kind of knew it was coming to an end, and it was kind of bittersweet in a way. There's no tie to Russell Wilson.
Zero. Let's go to Ray in Staten Island. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Three quick points. First, Mets are disgusting. I don't even want to talk about them. Second point, all offseason, I heard, the Giants shouldn't do what the Jets do and ruin a quarterback. Take your time with this kid. We got Wilson and Winston. Let him learn. It took all 3 weeks for them to make the turn.
Yeah.
And to be honest, to me, it's fireable, considering all the other mistakes they made with, Saquon and Daniel Jones.
It's not fireable, but Ray, I disagree with starting Jackson Dart, and I like the Jet comparison. That's fine. This isn't fireable. Obviously, if he's a disaster, sure, that'll be fireable. Right. I disagree with the decision. I'm concerned about why the decision was made, but I think it's a step too far to say starting him in Week 4 after you drafted him in the first round is a fireable fence, considering that's usually what happens when you draft a guy in the first round.
Right, when you're bad and you draft a quarterback in the first round, you usually end up starting him. The difference with the Jets, because this is nothing like the Jets put zero around Zach Wilson.
They didn't pretend.
Zero.
That's the difference.
Right, zero. They didn't bring in a veteran.
Yeah.
They didn't have the right offensive coordinator, maybe they did, but he was a rookie offensive coordinator, and what was he, 34 years old, 33 years old? Mike, what's his last name? Why am I forgetting?
Mike White?
No, the coordinator.
No, his brother is the coach at Green Bay.
LaFleur, yes. And so we know how they failed Zach Wilson. This is completely different.
No,
you have
that
an experienced offensive coordinator, Mike Kafka. You have a Shea Tierney, who's a really good quarterback coach. You have, obviously, the Dave scenario. I won't say the Josh Allen thing because it seems to trigger some of you young knuckleheads who think that doesn't matter on his resume. You brought in two veteran NFL quarterbacks who competed with him. Otherwise, they would have just given them the job like they did with Zach. And so he didn't win the job. So he sat. Russ isn't winning, so he's playing.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
There are differences and there are similarities. You laid out the differences. Who the coordinator was, the talent around him. The similarity is simply starting a kid who wasn't ready. We don't know if Jackson Dart isn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about it. My point this entire spring and summer was, there's no hurt in waiting.
Right.
And I love the idea.
And I agree with you.
That was it. And honestly, let's go back to August. Because when they announced, or didn't announce, it just happened, that Jackson Dart was going to be the backup, they always expedited this.
Mm-hmm.
They could have made Jameis Winston the backup. Now, let's say he was the backup.
I don't even know if that was ever I know what you're saying, but I'll let you keep going, but I don't ever think that that was the scenario.
They may never have considered it.
I don't think that that was.
I would have considered it.
They were starting Russell.
Right.
He's in a one-year deal. They were going to draft a quarterback, whether that was in the first round or the second round, and that quarterback was going to get groomed by both of them. Russ is here, or Jameis. Jameis is here for two seasons.
Right.
And there's a reason he signed a two-year deal. It's cheaper, obviously, because he's not Russell Wilson, but he was brought here to be a backup and serve a role.
Yeah, I thought, in my mind, even if Brian Daboll and Joe Shane didn't agree with me, and clearly they didn't because they didn't do it, was you have a chance to let Jackson Dart be the emergency third-string quarterback. So I take away any possibility he gets on the field the first few weeks of the year and let him learn.
Yeah.
And if something like this happened where the Giants aren't playing well and Russ looks washed, yeah, screw it. I'm going to give Jameis Winston a week or two. And I can delay the moment I go to Jackson Dart because I always looked at it as beneficial to him and for the franchise to just wait.
Unless they don't think they need to do that.
Well, guess what? Here's the beauty. They clearly don't.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Of course, we'll find out right away against a pretty good defense and a very good team that's traveling across the country to play us tomorrow on Sunday.
Now let's go back to the Friday after the NFL draft. All right, April 25th, 2025. Giant fans are pretty excited about what happened in the NFL draft. We all know about what they did with their first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
We all know about trading into the first round. They passed on Shedeur Sanders, and they ended up trading up and drafting Jackson Dart. So I went around the room that day, and I said, fellas, when will Jackson Dart be inserted as the starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants? And I admit, I do not remember what any of us said, but the beauty is, we saved the audio. So, Sean, let's go to the flashback desk. Where would you like to start?
We'll start with me.
Let's start.
Jackson Dart will make his first start in Week 18 as the Giants rest their starters ahead of their wild card playoff game.
I was so wrong.
You think you were wrong?
Very wrong. Evan, you think it's very funny, do you?
I think that's hilarious, yes.
All right, so let's go to Evan Roberts next.
Week 18. But I didn't say to rest their starters before.
How do you know? I may have cut that out.
No, I remember exactly what I said because I was predicting what I hoped for, which was the Mahomes treatment, which is the Jordan Love treatment. Not that you're going to sit him for 3 years, but you know what I mean. Letting him sit and letting him wait. I was clearly wrong. But you were wronger because
you said
resting starters for a playoff.
We don't know if you said that or not.
All right. Who's next?
Tiki Barber.
Week 12.
Week 12, okay.
And remember, when
that was because of the bye.
Well, no, but here's the thing. We did this before the schedule came out.
Oh. That's a good point.
It wasn't for the bye.
Week 12 is actually when they play the Detroit Lions in Detroit, 2 weeks before the bye. That's a great point. We did this before the schedule came out.
We were just winging weeks.
All right.
All right, last but not least, one Tommy Lugar.
Week 8.
Oh, he wins. Tommy wins?
Yeah, easily.
Now,
clearly we did this before the schedule
came out.
Because
that's the Eagles.
They're in Philadelphia in week eight. Yeah.
Not ideal. But nevertheless, you were right in terms of how quickly they would make this move. And you know what that shows us? Shows us all. Tiki as the informed one. Me as the I try to be informed one. Loogie, who doesn't pretend to be informed. And Sean as the fanboy, who probably gets paid dollars by the New York Football Giants. Here's what this tells us. We were all way wrong on how quickly this would happen.
Yeah. But we also couldn't have expected Russ to not look like Russ.
No, we should have listened to you when you said he was washed.
And Dart looking better than we thought Dart would look.
This is true. This is true.
We do have to factor that in. And
in the preseason.
In the preseason and against basic coverages and stuff like that.
Okay. But even beyond that, he looked good in camp. We met him again. I just need to paint that picture because I think there's a lot of people going and saying the thing about, panic. Dart also earned this opportunity.
I
think you're right. He definitely did.
But don't you think a lot of things can all be true and have semblance of truths at the same time?
I do.
You go back to the open of the show. Tiki laid out the reasons why he thinks they made the move. I didn't disagree with the way Russell Wilson has played. How can I argue that?
Right.
I'd be arguing lies. I can't do that. But I still, and maybe it's because I am a cynical person, I look at 0-3, I look at crowd reactions, I look at Brian Daboll being on the hot seat, and I wonder if the move was made in a panic way.
I don't think so,
but all of those things I laid out happened.
No.
It's not like I'm making them up.
I think Dave's, you could hear it in his voice, and he was talking yesterday, and even, especially post-game, because I'm listening to every word of the post-game. It feels like he's just exasperated. This isn't supposed to be this. It shouldn't be this hard. Because he's had a lot of success in his career as a coordinator, in college. You don't want me to throw Josh Allen out there? Okay, how about Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa winning a national championship? So, he's had tons of experiences and some successes, some failures, but this feels hard. When you watch what's going on with this Giants team, doesn't it feel hard?
Yes.
And it shouldn't be. So it's not desperation. It's more exasperation.
Not desperation, but exasperation. That should be a T-shirt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.